This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In national ag news this morning, the first round of talks to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement aren't over yet, but the next two rounds are already on the schedule. Politico's Morning Ag Report says negotiators will head to Mexico City for the next round of talks, September 1st through the 5th, and they have yet to determine a location in Canada, September 23rd through the 27th. Only 11 days go by between the first and second round of talks. The quick turnaround likely is a result of an aggressive pace that all three countries' negotiators have expressed an interest in. Officials have publicly expressed a hoped-for deadline of wrapping negotiations later this year or early next year. A source told Politico that officials have been much more firm and private about wanting the talks done by December. To help accomplish that desired goal, officials have requested that all texts be presented by the end of September, which should give all three countries sufficient time to review each other's proposals and move more quickly to a final agreement. Well, in some local ag news, a soil health field day was held last week at the Hyen Farm just west of Gillespie. The event was sponsored by state and local organizations, and one of those was the Soil Health Partnership. Illinois field manager for the partnership, Jim Iserman, says they're already working with 29 farms throughout the state, and they plan to publish the results of their soil health research.
So first of all, our program, we're an initiative of the National Corn Growers Association, but we work with a number of different organizations through different partnerships. Some of them are funding partnerships, some of them are implementation. But we work with farmers throughout the Midwest implementing soil health systems into their operations. So a farmer who signs up with us commits to a five-year program where they are going to implement different practices such as no-till, cover crops, or nutrient management to try to enhance their soil health. They set up strip trials with us. We take a number of soil health measurements throughout the period of time that they're in the program. We also take a lot of yield data and ultimately economic data to help determine if soil health practices are something that are going to provide economic return to the farmers, and as well as how long will that return take, how quickly can we see the soil change. So in Illinois, currently right now, we have 29 cooperators. We've started off in 2014 with the goal of kind of hitting about 30 operators in Illinois. Nationwide across the Midwest, we're up to over 100 operators that are part of our program.
So you're almost at your peak then for Illinois. You're at 29. So are you looking for any more farmers to work with?
Well, we're sitting in a pretty good spot. Our goal is actually to achieve the 30 farmers over 5 years. Because of the interest in the program, the additional funding we've gotten over the years, we were able to hit that a year early. So certainly the Soil Health Partnership is going to continue, and we think we're going to be expanding, but how that's going to look in coming years is kind of still up in the air, something that will be decided over the next couple of, probably next couple of months. Anybody who's interested in trying to get involved in the program, the best advice I can give them is to visit our website at soilhealthpartnership.org and, you know, drop us a line, send us an email and say that it's something you're interested in. That way we know when we get our future plans hashed out where we can go for support.
For those cooperators or farmers that you're working with, today we're in Macoupin County at the Hyen Farm. Are others spread out across Illinois? Do you try to get a pretty big picture of the state?
Yeah, we're pretty diverse across the state, everywhere from Joe Davies County up in northwest Illinois down to south of Effingham and Macomb over to Danville. So we're pretty diverse, definitely a lot of different type of farming operations. We have farmers who are farming 300 acres up to a lot of farmers in the 3 to 5,000 acre range. So we're definitely looking for a cross-section of conventional agriculture in Illinois, primarily corn and soybean farmers. We do have some that are incorporating maybe some livestock manures, a few that might have some wheat in the rotation, something like that. But by and large, I think we're doing a pretty good job of representing the majority of farmers. We are a little weak right now in deep southern Illinois, I'll say that, but we are working to continue to expand the operation.
So when you're working with the Hyen Farm, we'll just use them as an example since we're here today. That's a partnership with them for 5 years and on a certain number of acres. What are you doing with them? What are you doing with their acres?
So when a farmer enrolls with us for the five-year program, they commit a 20 to an 80-acre field. So we're looking at field-scale use of cover crops or no-tiller practices. So this isn't plots. And The first thing we do in the springtime when they join is we go out and we do extensive soil sampling. We look at soil health tests. We currently use the Cornell and the Haney soil health tests as well as standard soil testing. We follow that through with the year. We do some aerial imaging during the summer. We're ultimately coming back for the yield data and then the economic inputs that the farmer put into that. Then at the following of that first year, when we collect the baseline data, then they apply their cover crop. The majority of them are using cover crops. There are some other options, but they'll establish four different strips of cover crops out in the field, usually strips of 80 to 120 acres, so equipment widths. And they'll do that over a period of 5 years. Each year we come back and we collect the yield data. And at the end of the 5 years, they'll have 5 years of cover crops versus 5 years of no cover crop. And we'll have the data of both how the soil changed and what kind of yield expectation we can have of any type of yield increase. In addition to the research side, we also have, you know, demonstration side. We encourage our farmers to host field days, similar to the one that we're doing here today in partnership with the Macoupin Creek Watershed, and to help them learn how they're going to implement these practices into their farms as well, because that's a big deal. A lot of guys like the idea of cover crops, but they want to figure out how they're going to incorporate it into their operations.
So all of this research that you're doing, not only are you benefiting these farmers, but are you planning to publish those findings to help other farmers too?
Yes, the goal of the program is ultimately to produce publishable, peer-reviewed data that can be used both for making decisions at the farm level, but also statewide, perhaps policy decisions, that we can have some good, solid data to put behind all the things that we like to talk about in soil health.
And the Soil Health Partnership, you're involved with some parent companies and associations. I know the National Corn Growers have worked with you on this as well.
Correct. So I actually work for the National Corn Growers Association. So one of the largest commodity groups in the United States is definitely behind the concept of soil health. We see support from companies such as Monsanto, the Walton Family Foundation. We've recently received a lot of support from the MRCC, which is the Midwest Row Crops Collaborative, and that represents a lot of consumer groups. The people that farmers are selling our products to, they want to know that we're producing our products in a sustainable way. And then we also see support from some environmental groups, such as the Nature Conservancy and the Environmental Defense Fund. So it's definitely a diverse group that's coming together to really try to promote soil health.
So if someone's listening to this, a farmer, and they're thinking, I would like to get involved, are there going to be opportunities in the future in Illinois after maybe these farms that work with you 5 years, that time period is up? Will there be future opportunities?
There will definitely be opportunities in Illinois to be involved in programs that are going to be tracking and promoting soil health. What form that'll show next year, I can't speak to that too much. The Soil Health Partnership will certainly be around. And I'm sure we'll be looking for people to cooperate with us in the future. To what extent that will be or how that will look, we're still not sure yet.
And again, your website, if they'd like more information.
Soilhealthpartnership.org is the website to go to, and you can find information on a number of our farmers, where we're located. When we start to have data coming forth, that'll be posted on the websites. And we also have a newsletter that people can sign up for if they want to receive updates and information on the program.
Jim Iserman, Illinois Field Manager for the Soil Health Partnership. And the Hines are one of the 29 cooperators in Illinois. And I asked Bill Hine why he decided to work with the group.
Well, I've seen it as an opportunity to see the benefits on my own farm, not just what other people have experienced or what they're telling you. Sometimes personal experience is a whole lot different than what they're trying to shed light on their highlights of their other people's experience. So, like I said, it was an opportunity for me to experiment with it on my own. And in a way, by signing up with them, it forces me to continually do it on a field versus trying to here or there, you know, and just playing with it a little bit, get a better understanding of what it could benefit us over longer term.
And you're fairly new to the partnership. You just signed up this spring, is that right?
Yeah, we just signed up this spring. So, honestly, we haven't done anything except for the soil tests and stuff at this point. As soon as the crop comes off, we'll get the cover crop planted in the test strips and then continue it on for the next 5 years and see how we end up.
And once again, those comments come from Bill Hyen, a farmer and soil health cooperator from Macoupin County. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.